What is the action plan and timeline to reduce the number of cases in children? And with that question, I will actually ask Dr. Maureen O'Donnell to respond on behalf of PHSA. Dr. O'Donnell.
And so we're continuing to take, as a province, a balanced approach to this and have had one of the lowest rates of infection, hospitalization, and death amongst comparable jurisdictions. Finally, at the same time, we're continuing to roll out BC's immunization planning and program, and the majority of the adult population is expected to be vaccinated by the end of the fall. While at this time, children cannot be directly immunized because the vaccines have not been approved for them, immunizing the adult population will also help to reduce transmission. Our approach will continue to evolve. We'll continue to base it on the best evidence and our best understanding of how to support health across the full population. Thank you again for your important question.